Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2022. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. I must begin this broadcast with the sudden passing of Douglas Burt, ZL1BFS, our local government liaison consultant. As many of you will know, Douglas took over the role of LGLO, or Local Government Liaison Officer, from Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, and carried on Mike's great work. Douglas worked tirelessly on behalf of NZART in this role for several years before standing aside in 2020 to be the consultant only, seeing through the work he'd started but not taking on any new work. Douglas worked on the area of District Council 10-year plans and fought with many branches to obtain the best outcome for all amateurs, not just members of NZART. Douglas received awards for his work, such as Break-In Award for Best General Interest Article, for his articles throughout the year on district planning matters. He further was awarded Amateur of the Year in 2019 for his services to NZART. I had received an email from Douglas just days before his passing advising of his poor health, but that he fully intended to be at the NZART conference in September to not only take part, but also to run a Sunday forum. The dedication to this role, even with failing health on the horizon, didn't damper his enthusiasm for not only amateur radio, but NZART. This fine example shines as a bright light to many, including our youth, that it is not about you, but what you can give or contribute to others. So on behalf of NZART and its membership, I extend our sincere sadness to his passing, to his family and friends. He will be missed. Next week, we're going to interview for the NZART treasurer position and expect to make a recommendation to council for an appointment. Evan Sayer, our current treasurer, has agreed to be present at the NZART conference in Wellington in September, which will be his last. It is hoped that the new appointee will be able to attend the conference weekend and meet as many as possible as he takes on the role. The Accordia Agreement has been agreed to and will be signed off very soon. I'm pleased to announce that the negotiation went very well, with the increase in costs kept to a minimum. Those clubs or branches with equipment on Accordia sites have been advised in a letter by the General Secretary, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, of the cost increases in most cases. But for one fortunate branch, their costs have reduced, so not all bad news. The current agreement is for 3 years, from 2022 to 2025. I must extend a great deal of thanks to Accordia for their support of NZART and all amateurs within New Zealand for not only keeping the increase to the minimum based upon their business costs, as all costs are on the increase countrywide, but also for the large donation and costs they are absorbing as a company. Members and non-members of NZART or local branches should be aware of this favourable result, so that by supporting NZART or your local branch or club, you are allowing this service to continue. Just on supporting NZART, the national organisation, are you aware that NZART supports the national UHF system with over $2,500 in repeater licence fees each year, as well as paying over $1,000 a year for the power at the Cordia sites that are used? NZART also runs a QSL bureau service, cost-free for members to use for inbound and outbound QSL cards. This service, although run by volunteers, is fully funded by NZART. This cost is on the rise yearly as postage becomes more and more expensive. Both services may be ones that you have or may not have used. That is your choice as a member. But these services are there for those that do. These are just two examples of what NZART is doing for its membership. So it's easy to sit back behind the keyboard and berate NZART for this or that, but have you really looked at what it does and supports? It bears thinking about. Finally, ensure that you get your registrations in for conference in Wellington, as well as your payments. The closer for payments to avoid any late fees is Monday, 8th of August 2022. Any payments after this date will incur the late fee. Hope to see as many as you can this year at conference. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. NZRT President Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. A report now from Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, organiser of the 2022 NZRT Sangster Shield Contest. Firstly, Glenn, ZL2KZ, says thank you to all who took part in this year's contest. Logs were received from 16 entrants plus 2 checked logs. A log was received from at least one entrant in each of the 10 branches on the air. Great band conditions on both nights were reported this year, and a number of repeat entrants exceeded their last year's scores. Despite early expectations, VK contacts are down on last year's, with a total of 11 VK contacts claimed by 7 entrants, compared to 16 VKs claimed by 8 entrants last year. To the results, we have a new milestone 7th-time winner, Paul Slarko, ZL1PC, with 2nd place to South Islander Barry Davenport, ZL2LN, and a big surprise for Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, in 3rd place after a 10-year podium absence. Barry Davenport achieves another milestone of 10th time Arthur Stevens South Island Trophy winner this year, with our NZRT contest manager Jeff Clark, ZL3GA, taking 2nd place and a dead heat for 3rd between Russell Young, ZL1AZB, and Gerard Van Antwerpen, ZL2GVA. A modern time record of 3 transistor trophy, first time Sangster entrance this year. Congratulations to first place Jeff Gooch, ZL3AL, branch 68, Bruce Halswell, ZL1YC, branch 28 in 2nd place, and Rick Jackson, ZL3RIK, branch 05 in 3rd place. The Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy Branch Award this year is rested back by Branch 28 Whangarei, with ZL1PC, ZL1BWG and ZL1AW's combined score of 15,075, well ahead of the only other qualifying Branch 22 score of 12,080, with ZL1AZB, 2GVA and ZL3VZ. Well, that's the key points from this year's Sangster Shield Contest. The full report will appear in the August-September issue of Break-In, a future issue of HQ Infoline, and on the NZRT Contest website. That summary of results and comments about this year's Sangster Shield from contest organiser Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, in Wellington. Thank you, Glenn. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join our NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, Jim, and Pumaria, everyone. On Thursday last week, I was invited to the farewell of a very long-time employee of Radio Spectrum Management, Jackie McMillan. Many of you may have had need to contact Jackie over a good number of years. I personally have been working with Jackie for over 19 years when dealing with call sign allocations, curly questions regarding call signs, and operational procedures, and of course, licensing. For those of you who have dealt with Jackie, I'm sure you will agree she has been incredibly helpful in her role and will be sadly missed by many of us amateurs, but wish her well in her retirement. Break-in for August may be slightly delayed as this will include your annual membership invoice. Please remember to look on the back of your break-in mailing address wrapper for this invoice. I can confirm, however, the break-in editor finalised the proof with the typesetters and was ready for the printers on the 22nd of July. Therefore, it shouldn't be too delayed. Just a reminder, as Mark advised last month, there will be no call book produced in December this year. Well, we are only a month away from conference. Please get your registrations in now so we can finalise numbers with the Brentwood Hotel, and so you can avoid paying a late registration fee of an additional $50. I have heard a few grumblings concerning the date being later than usual and the lack of information available regarding forums and the alternative program. I would like to say the date was due in no part to NZRT organisation. If you recall, it was being held at the James Cook Hotel on Queen's Birthday weekend. However, they let us down at the last minute, hence the change of venue and date. The alternative program has proven to be quite difficult, given the change of date and venue, but rest assured for those of you interested in registering, Karen Gooding, Mark's wife, has been working hard to come up with something for everyone. Lastly, while on this topic, if you aren't happy about the time or place this year, I suggest perhaps you contact others in your branch, and with the help of neighbouring branches, you could host conference in 2023. If your branch is interested in hosting future conferences, please let me know as soon as possible. That's all from me, Jim. Ka kite, everyone.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Winter Sprint information tonight from Mark, ZL3AB. A ZL Winter Sprint contest is being held in August, kicking off on Tuesday, 2nd August at 8 p.m. The idea is to work as many other stations as you can in an hour, with the first half hour being CW and the second half hour SSB. The exchange is signal report and outside temperature. If it's below zero, then record the number with an M in front of it, e.g. M1 is minus 1. Each QSO is worth 1 point and there are no multipliers. The sprint runs for 5 consecutive Tuesdays on 80 metres, each starting at 8 p.m. Logs must be sent to Mark ZL3AB within 24 hours of each round to be counted, and scores will be posted weekly. Cabrillo is preferred, but other readable formats accepted. If you want a UDC for the N1MM Plus logger, let Mark ZL3AB know. Now, recommended frequencies are 80 metres CW 3520 to 3550 and SSB 3600 to 3650. The full rules can be found at the NZART website, www.nzart.org.nz. Select the Activities drop-down menu, follow on to Contests, and then to Winter Sprints. The ZL Winter Sprint Contest, kicking off on Tuesday, 2nd August at 8 p.m. NZART Conference this year is to be held on Saturday, September 10th and Sunday, September 11th at the Brentwood Hotel, 16 Kemp Street, Kilburnie in Wellington. Now, for details and to register, go to the conference website, www.nzart-conference.nz. To contact the organisers, email them at contact@nzart-conference.nz. NZART Conference 2022 in Wellington on September the 10th and 11th. Right now, time for a report from the Waro YL Group. Here's Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The Waro YL Group will hold its AGM on Sunday, September the 11th, starting at 8:30 a.m. As usual, this is being held during NZART Conference, which is at the Brentwood Hotel in Kilburnie, Wellington. All YLs are welcome to attend this meeting, and Chairperson Topsy, ZL2LS, is hoping for a good attendance. The Australian YL Group's 42nd Alara Phone and CW contest is being held from 0600 hours UTC on Saturday, the 27th of August, to 0559 hours UTC on Sunday, the 28th of August. This contest is on HF 2 metres and on Echolink, and is open to all licensed operators, both YLs and OMs. Full details can be found in the latest Waro Bulletin or the Alara website, which is www.alara.org.au/contest. A number of Waro members are also Alara members, and it's hoped they will come on the air and have some contacts during this contest. The editors of our Bulletin magazine and the Waro YL Group page in Broken are appealing for contributions of written material and photos for upcoming issues. If you've taken part in a branch activity or been on a trip or a visit of interest, why not write a few lines, include a photo or two and send it off to Topsy ZL2LS for the Bulletin or Nari ZL2UJB for the Waro YL Group page in Broken. Their email addresses are inside the front cover of any Waro Bulletin magazine. Well, that's all from the Waro YL Group for this time, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Reporting for the Waro YL Group, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. And completing the official broadcast lineup tonight, it's Branch News with Stephen ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with the 29er, the newsletter of North Shore Branch 29. Their next meeting is on August the 1st at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook on the North Shore. There will be a talk about the Southern Cross cable network. NAPRO Branch 25 has its next meeting on Wednesday, August the 3rd. This will be a show and tell, where you bring anything that will be of interest to the group, and this can be anything, even a paper or magazine clipping. No contest, it's just for interest, Jake, or just come along for a chat and a cup of tea. And it'll be at the club room starting 7:30pm at 123 Latham Street in Napier. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has their next meeting on Monday the 1st of August, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. This is a quiz night, so come along to test your knowledge and, more importantly, have a bit of fun. To Nelson Branch 26 in the ART. The next meeting is on Wednesday the 17th of August, where Alan Creswell, ZL2BX, will give a presentation on beginning in satellites. Also, the meeting will be confirming delegates for the NZART conference and will discuss remits. That meeting will be the Enna Glynn Community Hall in Tuckett Place in Stoke. And finally, Christchurch NZART Branch 05 has their next general meeting at 7:30pm at their club rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. John Russell from Ruscool Electronics will give a talk. Now, Ruscool Electronics is a small family business that has been designing and manufacturing a wide range of flight simulation parts since 2005. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 28th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.